This is HeartWise, offering practical tips and time-proven guidelines to make your life healthier, happier, and more fulfilling. Today you'll learn simple Bible-based principles for building and maintaining optimum mental and physical health, all while deepening your relationship with your Creator. I'm your HeartWise host, Charles Mills. Our guest today makes this encouraging claim. As long as we have breath, she says, there's hope we can move from broken to beautiful. This is the theme of a series of books she's written in an attempt to move us all from that first condition to that second. Today we discuss her book, Moving from Broken to Beautiful Through Forgiveness. And if we have ever struggled to forgive ourselves and those who have done us wrong, we'd be wise to hear what she has to say. Yvonne Ortega is an international speaker, author, a licensed professional counselor, and is a certified teacher in both English and Spanish. We've had her on the show before. Yvonne, welcome back to HeartWise.
Thank you for having me, Charles.
Okay, let me ask you about this whole moving from broken to beautiful through forgiveness thing. Why should we do anything about what someone has done to us? We're the victims, for goodness sake. Someone else did the bad deed. It's their fault. They need to come to us, right?
Well, that is exactly how I felt, Charles, and that's exactly what I told God.
Okay, you talked to God about this, okay.
Oh, I did. I said, now look, God, I don't know why you keep hounding me about forgiving my ex-husband.
Yes, yes.
He's the one who hurt us.
Yes, all right. So your ex-husband hurts you, yet it fell to you to forgive. Why? What would it do for him and what it would do for you, if anything?
Well, for him, it didn't make a difference. But for me, as I looked through the scriptures, I realized that God was not giving me an invitation to forgive. He was commanding me to forgive.
In other words, forgiveness was part of a process. Would I be right in saying that?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah,
right.
Part of a process. And that if I wanted to have close fellowship with God, I could not have that wall of bitterness and anger and rage and unforgiveness stand between me and him.
Okay, I'm beginning to see something here. So forgiveness really isn't about the person who did you wrong. It's about your connection with the God you love.
Yeah,
okay.
And only my love for God finally brought me to my knees where I could say, okay, because I love you, I will obey you.
Now, we talked about this on the last program when I had you here. We were talking about grief, and you talked to God in some pretty direct and forceful ways. And I'd like to just touch on that here again. Is it okay to do that? Is it okay to shake your fist at God? Is it okay to stomp your foot? Is it okay to call God out on the things he says to us?
Well, first of all, it must be. I'm still here.
Okay, good.
And secondly, God knows what we're thinking and feeling. He knew I wanted to shake my fist at him. He knew I wanted to change his commandments. And he knew that I was struggling with all of this. And the beautiful part of it is that Scripture says, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. And my human self was nothing in comparison to El Shaddai, God Almighty. He was not going to fall off his throne because I was angry.
Okay. That's an important lesson for us to learn as not only human beings, but as Christians, that God can take it, number one. And I kind of think that God would rather have us standing before him, shaking our fists, than running away in the opposite direction. Would I be right in saying that?
Yes, because he stands there full of compassion and love and mercy.
All right. Okay. Let's get into this thing now, from broken to beautiful through forgiveness. Let's begin, as you did in your book, in a section called The Good News. And you say what forgiveness is not. So what we're about to say is not what forgiveness is. Let's begin. What is forgiveness not in your mind?
Forgiveness does not mean that the offender is off the hook.
Okay.
He's not going to get away with wrongdoing.
All right. And we want him to not be off the hook. We want our revenge. Is revenge a good enough reason to feel feelings of forgiveness for someone? What part does revenge play in our part in helping God help us deal with this problem?
The Bible says, you know, when God is speaking, revenge is mine. I will repay.
Okay, all right.
So I didn't have a part in it. Oh, Charles, trust me, I wanted a part in it.
Yes, okay. Yeah.
And I had some ideas on how God could get revenge.
Yes, uh-huh. Okay.
And I wanted God to hurry up. In fact, I told him point blank, hurry and do it. I don't want to die without the satisfaction of seeing you take revenge.
And this is where things get really strange, and you will have to agree with me because you're a Christian just as I am. Sometimes God's revenge is breaking through to that person's heart and changing him from the from the inside out. Sometimes God's revenge is salvation. That's hard to take.
Oh, yeah, because I had visions of myself in heaven with the pitchfork, you know. Here, take this one.
Oh, my. So I think we need to really not put on God our sense of revenge and accept his sense of revenge. And the reason we need to do that, and correct me if I'm wrong, is sometimes we're the ones that need to be forgiven. Sometimes we're the wrongdoers. And we sure would like to have God be revengeful. And I put that word in quote, revengeful with love on our behalf. Am I right?
Oh, yes. A lot of tenderness, a lot of tolerance.
Okay. All right. Okay. So you say it doesn't mean the person gets away with it. You also mentioned that it does not minimize or deny what happened. And then it says, it doesn't mean you forget what happened. Now, your husband did a bad thing and he left you and you had these feelings of revenge. What do you feel now? You're not supposed to forget it. So what do you feel now about your husband?
You know, I feel sorry for him. And what I learned in this process, which took me 7.5 years to really forgive him, is that hurt people hurt people. And I had to stay out of the way for God to work in his life. And I'm so happy that I stopped trying to play God, because that allowed God not only to move in his life, but to move in mine.
Yes, yes, yes. That's what you bring out in the book over and over again, that this forgiveness is a two-part road here. They're both lanes working here. You're dealing with the person who has done you wrong, but you're also dealing with your own salvation. Am I on the right track?
Yes.
Okay, all right. Now, you say you don't immediately trust the offender. Do people do that? Do they say, well, I forgive you, and then they turn around and trust that person? Is that actually happening?
It does, and that's why sometimes in the cases of sexual abuse,
yes,
it goes on for so many years. Oh, yes, I forgive you. And then there's the offender doing the same thing again. Or in the case of one woman whose husband was unfaithful. Oh, I forgive you. You know, he came crying and the flowers and the whole story. I love you. I'm sorry. And she immediately opened the door. Come on back.
Okay.
And so there he was again. And I said to her, what has he done to repent? How has he changed? What has he put in place? Accountability? A support group? A counselor? Are any of those things there? Well, nobody said he's changed. That's not enough.
Okay, so you need to see verifiable evidence that the person has changed or repented of his or her sin before we begin to trust. Am I right?
Yes.
Okay, all right. Our guest today is Ivana Ortega. We're talking about her book, Moving from Broken to Beautiful Through Forgiveness. She has a lot of Moving from Broken to Beautiful books. We talked about grief on our last program. Now we're talking about forgiveness here. This is good stuff, because what I like about this, Ivana, is that you include God in the process, and it's not always the way we want it to be. And I think that's the truth here. When we forgive someone, the results may not be exactly what we want them to be. Am I on the right track?
You are, Charles.
Okay. All right. Well, I read your book, so I know these things. Okay. We'll take a short break, and when we come back, more with Ivana Ortega. So everybody stay right where you are.
I'm Dr. James Markham with your biblical prescription for life. Martha came to the office a few weeks ago complaining of not remembering as well. Well, many of us also have this problem. I suggested a biblical treatment for life found in Daniel chapter 1. This is the story about Daniel and his friends in a foreign land. They asked for pulse and water, things that grew, and water to drink. And after a short period of time in Daniel 1, these young gentlemen were 10 times smarter than all the other people that ate the king's food. Well, just think, your nutrition helps improve the brain. There's numerous studies out there that show foods, especially blueberries, walnuts, and almonds, improve a person's cognition. When Martha started eating healthier, especially blueberries and other berries, she began to improve her cognition. I'm Dr. James Markham with your biblical prescription for life.
Download our free guide to optimal nutrition at biblicalprescriptions.com/nutrition.
Why am I sick?
How can I get off my medications?
How do I get better?
How can I have ultimate healing?
The Ultimate Prescription by Dr. James L. Markham answers these questions and introduces the reader to the ultimate prescription for our lives. This book is available at your local bookstore or online at amazon.com.
Welcome back to the program. I'm your host, Charles Mills. Our guest today, Ivana Ortega. She is an international speaker, author, a licensed professional counselor, and a certified teacher in both English and Spanish. And I tested her before the show, and she speaks Spanish very, very well for a good reason. Her mother was from Mexico. Ivana, we're talking about forgiveness here, and you've made it very clear what forgiveness is not. Now let's move on to what forgiveness is. When we say to someone, I forgive you, what are we actually saying to that person?
We're putting the whole situation in God's hands. We're letting God be God. It doesn't mean that we forget, because we're not God. He can forget our sins. We can't forget what someone else has done, but we can still forgive.
It reminds me of that text, let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus. I guess that's what you're saying, that we need to start looking at the situation using the mind of God. And the mind of God has tools available that we don't have naturally. Am I on the right track?
Yes.
Okay. All right. And tools, one of those tools, of course, is forgiveness and love and wanting someone's salvation. What is it that happens to us when we don't follow this advice, when we don't forgive and we hold on to that grudge and we want that revenge day after day, year after year? What happens? What was happening to you for that 7.5 years?
Well, physically, I had lost a lot of weight. I looked like a bag of bones.
Oh, my. Oh, my.
And I didn't sleep well at night. I had back pain all the time. And if I ate, I don't know where it went, but it didn't stay with me.
Oh, dear.
And, you know, for other people, it could be ulcers, colitis, a heart attack, a stroke. It can be a substance abuse issue.
Yeah. And that's exactly what we say on this program a lot, what we do physically to ourselves. That might be lack of exercise, that may be a poor diet, that might be a lack of faith or lack of worship. it has a direct and profound effect on our physical body. And you were discovering that, right?
I did discover that. And not only the physical, but the emotional.
Oh, boy.
The anxiety or the depression, the sadness, just feeling in the dumps all the time.
And the guy wasn't even there anymore. He was still affecting you in these rather horrible ways, and he was not even in your life. Am I right?
He was not in my life, but I was an emotional prisoner.
Okay.
And I talk about that. As long as we don't forgive, we are still shackled to the offender. And I offer this picture of the handcuffs and the chain and ball.
Yes, yes.
Dragging it around because we're dragging anger and bitterness and unforgiveness around.
Yvonne Ortega has written a book called Moving from Broken to Beautiful Through Forgiveness. We're talking to her about that. All right, part five of your book. That's the downhill slope. We've been going uphill. We've been having some rough roads here, but downhill now, let the journey begin. You say the steps of forgiveness. Now, we may not have time to get through all of them. Of course, we won't. There's a lot of them. But how do we begin? How do we start the process? How did you start the process?
By visualizing myself forgiving. In other words, in my mind, it had been impossible.
Yes.
Truly, God couldn't expect me to do anything like that. And so I say, if you can envision yourself with the grace and the strength from God to go ahead and forgive. And I talk about that ball and chain and imagine that speaks to you and says, life's such a drag. You've taken me on the dustiest roads and you've stirred up my allergies.
Yes, 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 yes. Okay, so you envision yourself as forgiving. What happened next? What's the next step we need to take?
To schedule time on your calendar to work on the steps of forgiveness.
Huh.
And the reason I say this is because it's so natural to say, yeah, 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 I'll get to it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we get to something when we look at our calendar, whether it's an electronic one or a hard copy one, and there it is.
Huh.
So much time blocked to work on forgiveness. Your Bible, your journal, my book,
mm-hmm.
and say, all right, God, this is a sacred appointment.
We sometimes tend to think that what God wants to do for us will be done just automatically, like we're plug and play in the great computer of heaven. We just plug ourselves in and then we're ready to go. But you're saying that God's graces require some pretty hard work on our part. Would I be right in saying that?
You are right. And I would tell my audience, you know, whether you work on it 1 hour a day or a half day twice a week or one full day once a week, however you choose to do it, make sure you schedule it and follow through.
Okay. That should not be a problem. I mean, we schedule all kinds of things. We schedule oil changes for our car. We schedule doctor visits for our aches and pains. We should really learn how to schedule time to forgive someone, because if we didn't, we may need to schedule the doctor a little bit more. Sounds like I hear you saying.
Right.
Okay. All right. Okay, we've scheduled the time and we get your book and we get the Bible and we pray and we talk. What's going to start happening inside of us? What were some of the first signs that you noticed that this was working after all?
I could sleep at night.
Mm-hmm.
And I could digest my food. The backaches went away. And I didn't feel so, you know, bound. I was literally in bondage to the guy. And I felt, you know, peace gradually taking over, joy taking over, freedom taking over. And I said, this is the abundant life that Jesus promised.
Amen. Amen. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Yvonne, was it necessary for you to go find this guy and stand in front of him and point your finger and say, I forgive you, you are forgiven? Is that necessary?
No, it isn't, and thank God I might have shot him.
Okay. You still had a little problem with the vengeance thing going on there.
Every now and again, you know, there were times, there were triggers.
Yes.
But the beauty of it is that forgiveness was between me and God. I had to get right with God, and I had to reach that point where I could say, okay, God, he's in your hands. I really leave him with you.
Okay, all right. So really, it gets back to that thing that, like you say, forgiveness is really about you, and it's about God. The person that you're forgiving is just sort of the topic, but it's not the mechanism. Am I right?
Yes, that's
okay.
It.
All right, okay. All right, and you come to a conclusion in your book about this. The book is Moving from Broken to Beautiful Through Forgiveness. What conclusions did you reach, and have they been adjusted since you reached them?
What I realized is that when I stopped playing God, I allowed God to be God and let him take charge.
Okay, all right.
And that by forgiving, even though at first I didn't want to, that now I had time to plan a new and better life for me. And my relationships could be better because there wasn't that undercurrent of rage that could come out when totally unexpected and it would have nothing to do with the other individual or the situation.
You know, Yvonne, in the two interviews I've done with you, moving from Broken to Beautiful through grief and then now through forgiveness, I have no clue how you are functioning. You must have found something beyond the human scope because of all the deaths in your family, your son, your mom, all the deaths, and then this happening. And when you say moving from broken to beautiful, listener, I want to tell you something about Yvonne Ortega. She knows what she's talking about. These books are from her heart. She has been there. This is not theory. This is practical knowledge that is hard won in her life. And Yvonne, I just want to thank you for sharing not only with our audience what you've said on these two programs, but also with the world in these books. And how can people learn a little bit more about you, and where can they find these beautiful books?
They can go to my website, YvonneOrtega.com, and see the books there. They can go to their bookstore and order them. If they go to a Christian bookstore, they are distributed through Ingram Spark, and they can order them online, whether it's Amazon or Barnes & Noble.
All right. And I want you, listener, if you are struggling with any of these issues, grief and forgiveness, the two we've talked about here, and there's other topics that Yvonne has written about, just check that out. Ortega, O-R-T-E-G-A, Yvonne Ortega. You can do a search there on the internet, and you can find all kinds of good information because this lady is sharing something from her heart, and it shows in every word that she writes and every word that she speaks. Yvonne Ortega, thank you so much for being with us today. We appreciate your words of wisdom and guidance. Thank you.
Thank you for having me, Charles.
And listener, until next time, this is Charles Mills along with Yvonne Ortega, inviting you to remain heartwise. Goodbye, everyone. Thank you for joining us today on Heartwise. If you'd like more information on how to build and maintain optimum physical, mental, and spiritual health, log on to heartwiseministries.org. Heartwise is a listener-supported program, and your partnership with us would be greatly appreciated. Once again, our web address is heartwiseministries.org.